is what the Messiah said. Anyway, the Hashem Khan has another chart in the Rambam, but I think that the Besiyosef chart is very good. The one point that sounds strange is this, but I think this is what the Besiyosef is.
June 5th, 1981, Gimel Sivan, Hashanah Tavshim Mem Aleph, Bli Ein Hara.
The outer circumference, or it means the inner circumference. So if we say the outermost circumference, in other words, if the major portion of the circumference of the outer ring, cartilage ring, you see, so that's a chumra. Sometimes, so the major portion of the circumference of the outer cartilage ring is severed, but that does not involve the major portion, a severance of the major portion of the circumference of the inner ring, of the inner circumference. So I'm going to reveal them. In other words, even, let's say, suppose it will, now let's say these lines is seven here. This is seven. So that will constitute the warp of the circumference of the outermost ring, you see, the cartilage ring. But it will not involve the major portion of the inner circumference. So that's the shadow. So Harutziko, now you'll see, as a matter of fact, how Rashi explains it. Dr. Katzenolson is very impressed in the Talmud Chochmas HaRefuah, so he's very impressed with Rashi's knowledge. So he says, Reiv Ugro, Yeshemim Reiv Uve Adeve, Afal Pishon Yigia Lechol. So it means, just, well, that's a very strange pshat. In other words, that according to that pshat, Reiv Uvio doesn't, the real pshat is, as Rashi points out, it means Reiv Uvio, the major portion of the circumference. But there is a pshat, the major portion of the thickness of the Deve. So he says, everybody knows that Veshet is Chomer. A Nekev of a Mashu. So he asks it. Mashenikim by Kone, a Nekev of a Mashu, don't ask it. But even Veshet, which is more Chomer, so it only asks if it pierces through both membranes. But suppose it pierces the major portion of the thickness of the membrane without penetrating into the hollow, so then it's not rave. So how could Kone be Mohomo? Vishibushu din ke Homer Akone in Aveshet, Diluveshet Nika Pirachitim Lerapini, Kosher Achidok of the Hollow. Remove your Kleva Kima Sherino. So what's the real pshat of Rebuvio? Rebuvio doesn't mean the major portion of the thickness of the membrane, but it means the major portion of the outer circumference of the cartilage ring, even though the cartilage ring does not encompass the whole thing. It's an incomplete. So he says, Rebuvio Kleva Kim Sharino, Ruba Rebuvio Misharino. והובי הקונה היינה מנוער ולצבו, ומראי של חוזה הווריך, ולריך הלצוב הרריך והקונה, ובהצבו קורא נאמה ובי הקונה, בשיר זה נמדד, ובי התנוך, תנוך that's the cartilage, tissue, the cartilage tissue, וכדם, תנוך איזן הלימוניס, תנוך איזן הלימוניס. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean this, that it's soft. It means the heart tissue. When the Tabi Mitzirah, so the Torah says that you have to be mazel the dam and the tnuch reason. So that's the heart tissue, not the soft. So he says, Ulube atzavo, koronam uve akone, b'shir ze nindat uve hatnuch. That's the cartilage. V'kidim sheyagia lechotze cholo, have a revuvio im atfonis, v'acholo, v'shedev lakone ov milmailo. There is a cartilage ring that encircles it. That's not heart tissue. Ustomek is a nipsek akonim el mayo lemato el nipsek. So according to this mandoma that Rav's first lotion, so umhanu uve hatnuch, להשלום אל הרובה. ובמיעוט, אף על פי, אף על פי, שבמיעוט התחתה, הבחוצי החולו אוי רובה. So you can have a situation that it will have it will just involve miuta tachte, but of the inner circumference, but it will be involve the major portion of the outer circumference. Alright. So Bamra lo rif chalo, ene treifo, achi yipsa kreima chalo, vihu vihatnuch, ene mashlin lereim. Ahi psikes agalgeres, the asoyli kame derav. So a windpipe that was severed, so was shown to Rav. Yosi mikobodik lo berei vuvio, even though it did not involve the rov of the inner circumference. Omro le Rav kame beravase le Rav le maton rabeinu berei chaloro. שעדרו לקמי דרבן ואחרונה בתחיל לרב חולו ועכשיו. So in other words, so at first, ויזם מיני פתלי סעד איסטר פשיטת ביסר. In other words, רבן ואחרונה, so it was matured, and he didn't even consider it as a subject to any shayla, because he himself bought of that meat, of the meat of that behemoth that was severed, in which the windpipe of which was severed below of the outer circumference, but not the rove of the inner circumference of the inner circumference. So how much meat did he buy in the venue of Tlesar Easter Pshitibis? So alright. So Vehabidochem. How did he do it? Vatanya Chochom Shetime in Khavir Rashay Litaya, Osar in Khavir Rashay Latia. So since Rav asked it, because it was severed in the major portion of the outer circumference, so how was he able to be matured? Shano Hochem, the Rav Loyosa Mesa. Rav did not even answer it. So in other words, he was just discussing it with his Talmidim. So he was thinking aloud, so he said. Hey. So then the Talmidim said, no, it's brave chlovo, the inner circumference. So in other words, he didn't pass him just because he was discussing it. So that means doesn't make it chochom shos. Alright. Rav lo samisa. Now let's see the Rashi. Rav chalo in itzlim atzitz chochlo u atnuchem shashlo. Vetru ilar. Vamo li bchalo ar libe derav pli gam roi. Shad rav li kamil rav. Bitwe isar istre pshite. Istre sasloye midino. Shem pshite li kalim. Istre stam hain esloye mitzure. Shasela abo adinre. Vi istre pshite u isela medine. So a isela medine is one eighth of a isela tzure. Shmini shem isela tzure. Da hain chotzi dina. Kidam rinon. ואחיו איסטר פאו בנזוזה וקורא להוסם סלע מדינה לא ימי איסר עושה דורך אבי בואי למידי כברי בובי ומשתקו תלמודים תלמידים וישדרו לי כמיד רב אורא סונל דגמור עשי קשה וכי מדי רבו חוכם היכר אוכל מיני ווקסי ואימר דו איזה מידה סכסידס דו איזה מידה סכסידס נאטו פתק אופה בהימה אמוי צ'ישאי לו זה מה So let's say if Ishaya was asked by someone who is ignorant, who doesn't know anything, so that doesn't mean that there is mitzvahsides, just because someone who is very ignorant and yes Ishaya, so then there is a mitzvahsides not to partake of it. But if Ishaya is a real Shaya, but the Chocham was matter, but it's Ishaya, so then there is a mitzvahsides not to partake of such a thing, even though the Chocham passed it. That it's mutter and no one is chilek, but if it involves ishach, in other words, that it required the ishvadas by the chochem, it wasn't so poshut. So then there is a midrasides not to partake of it. So the question is, how did Rav Bachon himself use that meat? After all, that certainly involved ishaile. It's a matter of fact. Rav at first, so was thinking that it is brave, But then Talmidim told me, no, but it certainly involved the Shaila. Voksi ve'im erahu ha'vishem alikim tzipos v'nechazke. In nafshe lo yitumom ve'lo yitchayim polo yachalti minu ray varato. V'lo yibo bivi psa piv. In nafshe lo yitumo shel yarati v'yei lo yitumom belayo. U'nvelo yitchayim polo yachalti. So it doesn't mean that Yechezkel Hanovi was mentioning a shvach for himself, but he didn't even pray. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. So, but it means shall you halti a boso case mayor. What does it mean case? That's Mr. Kenneth. So the Gemara that from Zion says that there is a basic distinction between Mr. Kenneth and Trefo. Trefo in a chayo and Mr. Kenneth in a chayo. But Trefo is in a chayo because of a certain organic diminution, because of organic defect. But Misuke, Mr. Kenneth means nothing organic, but it's in a chayo because of a functional ailment, a functional defect. So that's not Trefo, so that's Mutabachir. That's Mutabachir. As long as the Sheikh manages to cut this to simoni in the behemoth, while the behemoth is still alive, so no matter how much Neta Lomus the behemoth is, so it's Mutabachir. But still, there is a bit of success not to partake of the bosa of the musicians. Not to partake. If somebody will check a behemoth that has cancer, sometimes, I mean, a behemoth has cancer. So then it's Mutabachir, but there is a bit of success not to partake of it. So that's Shomer Chalti Boso, case means slaughter, quick, because he's afraid that the Behemoth might die if you don't, if you're not hasty in shechting it. So, Meilom, the Bobby Phipps are people, so it doesn't mean, Chas V'Sholem, that Cheskel was mentioning about himself, he didn't keep people. People involved in his Akores, but it means Shomer Chalti Behemoth Sheherom Bachoch. Mishum Ramnos, even though the Chochom passed in Leheter, but still, since it involved the Shirech, so the Midrash Tzidus not particular. Mishum Ramnos no more shall yachalt in the Behemo shall yivomu mat nisel. Yivomu mat nisel. Even though there is no Yisra Achille, no Yisra Achille, it's not like Maiser. So if you didn't take off Maiser, so it's there. But the Matnis Kuhune that you have to take off from that you have to take off, Zriach, Riyayim, Kevon. So, that it doesn't make it the Behemo Osea. If you don't, so the Behemo is still Mutar Bachire. But you are Mivatel and Ese. But in the Sinus there is not to partake of a Behemo of which the Matones were not given to the king.
What's lost people with more uses? People means it was shafted.
No, psa people, so according to Nekami it means shalal chalti mibheim o sheiro b'choch. And according to Rav Nosli it means shalal chalti mibheim o shalihupu matnisel. The literal meaning of people, I mean of course, people means if there was a machshov mechutz l'zman, that's people. In other words, if somebody was matching the korban with the machshov, or he was healing the dam, with the machshove of eating it chutz lizmano beyond the zman, let's say shlomi is shnei yom v'layla echad. But if at the time of the zrike he would be mechashit, he'll say I'll eat it. Let's say now suppose he's machshit the shlomi mizeli the dam of the shlomi on Sunday morning. So when can the boss of the shlomi be nechal shnei yom v'layla echad? Sunday night and Monday. Suppose he'll be at the time of the Shlichi as Adam of the Shlomim on Sunday morning, so he'll say he will be Echel the Boso Tuesday morning. So then the Behemoth is people. So there is a Misakores. That's people. But the literal meaning of people means something that is abominable. Something that is abominable. Something that should be abhorred. So here in the Posse, the Chalti, we both if it's up single, so it means shall you halt him in behemo shehira bachoch mishum rav nos namo shall you halt him in behemo shall you humo bat nisel. So how was Rabbi Bachon able to partake of that behemo? It was here bachoch. So hane mile vitali bisvor Rabbi Bachon agivore sonach because he had the kabole that Reivub Yodos mit Aser de Behemeh. So in other words, this did as Chassidus, not the Patelik of the Behemeh. Or of any Shire, the, in which it was asked, it was a real Shire, so it's only in the, Psak of the Chochem is based upon Svar. But if the Psak of the Chochem is based upon the Kabbalah, so there is no Melech Chassidus. And here Rabbi Vachone had the Kabbalah. Talye Meisos, Loi Meisos, Adoch Abba Boyer, Meidu Kudurum Yoi Shantom Mishu Lukam Rab, Di Talye Bisuot, Di Hosom, Ito Lisuke, Dilma Lehabe Svore Mali, Di Hoche Rabbe Agmeres, Somo, Di Hoche Gomer Me Rabbe, Agmeres Somo, Di Hoche Rabbe Agmeres Somo, And the Kabbalah he relied. Di Hoche Gomer Me Rabbe, this is what he was recovered from his Rebbe, the psukas agegeres b'roif chalolo milzin. So what is milzin tali b'svore? Ki makif in b'reye ditel meima dil meloi mitmecha zuse shafir uchim damlu li psore vidamlu li chvede vidamlu li diese vidamlu li merilke dike minai kshires vike minai trefes upiomim shodom teye bimaru ise. In other words, what Rashi is pointing out, why does Rashi have to mention examples? Let's say, what is Milsen Tali Bisvore? Let's say, suppose a certain mare in the long, so he's straight. A certain mare in the long is straight. Let's say if it's green, like leeks. So then it's straight. So there, sometimes, when it's a question of mare, so sometimes it's a borderline case. I mean, here in Russia there is a chiddush. Why doesn't Russia say, Milsen Tali Bisvore? So then, there is no middle status. The answer is, Rashi considered it as a double portion, that Monefshah, if there is no middle status to partake of a behemoth, in which a Chochem was Matir, on the basis of Kabbalah, so suppose the Chochem was Matir not on the basis of Kabbalah, but on the basis of his smaller Pshuto, plain logic. So that is more Chomor than Kabbalah, if it's plain logic. So the answer is, when we say Milsen Tali Bisvore, there's in the series not to partake of it, when the Svore cannot be so conclusive, you know, with such conviction, let's say, if it's a question of Mare, let's say, so if the long of the behavior looks like Meriko, Meriko is leak, that's very green. So then we say that is symptomatic of a deteriorated lung, and that's merely strength. Because if it is so deteriorated that it looks like leek, so green, so in all probability, it is destined to become perforated in due course, by itself. So merely strength right now, but only if it is green like Meriko. If it is green like Meriko. So what does it mean green like Meriko? Sometimes it might be green, but not like Meriko. So Mimele, if the shire was, it was green. But the question was it very green or was it not so green? So the Chochem Paskin, while it was green, but it was not bright green like Meriko, like leeks. So Mimele, there is a possibility, after all, only a human being. Maybe he just wasn't mitzantzei. Maybe it was like Meriko. But now, it's a chiddush Rashi. Because otherwise, it would mean that whenever a chochom passes on the basis of svara, even though it's a real shaila, so he cannot, it's not a proper thing to rely on the Rosh Chochem, I mean that with that. So most shailas would be futile because it's not the proper thing to rely on it. So Rashi limits it. When we say svara not, it doesn't mean that svara is less reliable than Kabbalah. If the svara is a svara that he's convinced of it, but only the kind of svara that involves a borderline situation, let's say, a shaila with the one is green like Meriko, like leeks or not. So in other words, green it is, but the shaila is, whether it's green like leeks or it's not like leeks. So even though the Chochem Pasken, the Ve'eini Daite, it's not sufficiently green to be considered like Daniel and Rico, but there is a midasides not to rely on such a psak. There is a midasides, because it's a borderline. It's a borderline case. Okay. Now, but if there is no borderline case, now, for example, how about all the shayles in Ksomim? In Ksomim? Well, if a woman presents a keser, now the question is, so certain Ksomim are toyer and certain Ksomim are tome. So in Achaname, if, let's say, the din had been now, the way it is midraise, not every reddish tinge is tome. Only certain reds, like dam, so the Gemara mentions, or not every black mare is tame, but we are mitamin, we ask every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge. Whether this is a takones agenim, like according to some regime, it's only takones agenim, that we ask every reddish tinge, even though it's not, and every blackish tinge, even though it's not one of the five mares that is tame. So it's only takones agenim, but little more only. But then there is a shiris of shaming that's also part and parcel of Rav Zeira, of this Israel Noagu Chumre Batzmo. The Kishafilre is stam, deepest stam kechardel, so it's not only deepest stam kechardel, every reddish tinge or every blackish tinge. Anyway, we ask every blackish tinge and every reddish tinge. That's why, I mean, so women and people can rely on the Roy Keset. Because since we ask every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge, so mele, it's not in use in Italian Svore. It's not in use in Italian Svore. But if we had adhered to the Din Deraisa, only to ask five maras, certain five maras, not every reddish tinge and not every blackish tinge, but certain reds and certain blacks, that's black like dairy or red like blood. And but if the mara is red but not red like blood, or is black, it's not black like king, then it's not osea. So in such a case there would be a middle success not to rely on heroic some. But in view of the fact that today so every borderline case is osar anyway, some mele, so here it doesn't apply. So the union of not relying on the Roas Chochem as a minasitis, so applies only when it's a Yilzer Italian Bisvore, when the Chochem himself admittedly considers it as a borderline case. So then there is a minasitis not to rely, if the Chochem himself considers it as a borderline case. This is what Rashi said. But not that if the Yeroi is based upon Svore, so then there is a Midasides, not to rely. That would be unreasonable. Alright. So, Hanemil to Talmud Svore, Abba Chonag Mores, Vitei Piklei, Mishum Choshode, Vitanie, Dones Adim, Ziko, Vechai, Eftime, Vitei Yerosa, Vihite, Vechineidim, Shehidu, Kulon, Rashoim, Likach, Avalom, Chachomim, Harchek, Minachiyo, Uminademelei, in Ademele, so in other words, so there is Alohe, that if he died, passed to the Shire, he was martyred. So then that dying is not allowed to buy that thing. Because people, even though when he passed to the Shire, he didn't even have the intentions of buying it. But later on, after he passed it, he decided he'll buy that meat. So he's also, why is he also? Nothing wrong in it. It's muta, it's muta. But people, you know, like to find fault with the dying. So if the people hear that the dying bought the meat that he was martyred, they'll say he's a faker. So melee. So in order to keep himself away from chashad, he shouldn't expose himself to any suspicion. So melee, Omer Chachomim, Harach Nachi Omer Demelei. So he had to hold the Rabbi Bachonim by that need. He exposed himself to suspicion. Hane Mile Mire Dimazbi Mishume. Hoche Mitakon Muchach. In other words, when do we say Harach Nachi or that the dying shouldn't buy of that article on which he passed in it? That is, if it is sold by an assessment, by an appraisement. So then, when people hear that he sold something and it wasn't even sold by weight, and that the dayan who passed him, let's say, on a certain need that is kosher, that he didn't, they didn't even sell it to him by weight. In other words, let's say $5 per pound. They didn't do it. But by assessment, by appraisement, they gave it to him for $5 without even finding out the weight. So that will tend to arouse suspicion. I mean, why was it done that way? Apparently there was an arrangement before between the dayan and the owner of the behemoth. But if it is sold by weight, the weight is sold to everybody. No, so then people will not say that there was just an arrangement. Avo, hoche mitak le muchach, ki ho de rabbe shore treifese, vizod mene bismo. So he was mati here, behemo, on which the shire of treife rose, and vizod mene bismo, and then he bought from that meat. Omrei basra frizde, Omele Basra Frizde. The Rove, so I mean, so Lima the Rove. To hold the Rove, Shore Trefese. Vizobin Ibis. Omele Basra Frizde, the daughter of Frizde was the wife of Rove. That's why we have to do it. To hold the Rove, not Rabbi. Omele Basra Frizde, Abbe Shore Buche. Abbe Shore, my father, Rafrizde, he was matir, a prayer, and Rav Chizdi was a kayan, so he was matir, the prayer. In other words, it was shown to my father whether it had him or not, and my father passed him that it had him kavua. So he was materet, and even though he had to buy the meat, but he refused to buy the meat, even though he was in need of that, of the meat of that prayer, because he didn't want, since he was the one who passed him, so he didn't want to expose himself to chshat. So you see that Rav Chizdi was careful not to use the thing that he passed him later in order not to expose himself to chshat. So why do you buy it? So, Omalo, Hanemile, so Rove said to his wife, to Rav Chizdi's daughter, Hanemile Buche, the Ashume Mizne, because the Aluch is that when a prayer is found, a prayer behemoth is found to have a moon, then you don't sell it by weight, because it would be a bizoy. So you have to sell it by Shume. So since you sell it not by weight, but by Shume, so Mimele, he will expose, so it will involve Shah. Hoche mitak le muchach. Ma yike mishumum tse. Ma al yisei. So why do you say that people will suspect me? Because I bought in the choice piece, the best portion of the meat. So people say, how come that he bought the choice meat, I mean the best portion of the meat, something there is. Something illegal is there. So he said, no, people will not say that. People will not say, Kol yeme, umtzimalis is amnali. Whenever I go to the butcher to buy meat, so the butcher always gives me the choice portion. So there is no shot. Alright. Mishumchon de the one who made me shy the lay musul gabe, you know, like Nathan Scholar was it. Don't is abdin. Also, the Zuel Talis Mizel Zevach, and in Shihid also, the Zuel Talis, James of Lenny, Kulon Rashoye, כל ראשון אם ניקח, איזכים סחם לאחיו של ימרו בשביל כך, זיכול הזה שיתנו לו בזאת. שור ברוך, בשביל הגימי ופול הבחיר לי ושמאל לי, מה תהיה לי, כי איך מנמסר איזה בחיר. בחיר לי בזמן הזה הוא כשוטה מנרו לגרום, ושיחת קודשם בחוץ. רב חיס דה סולנד וורץ, ספור איזה לזה בחיר בהם. So if there is no room, so then it has to be nishrach, but there is no bisaviker, so we cannot be makri. So the mele, he has to wait until he dies, that's all, he cannot, there is no real Indian. But if the prayer of Heimo has a womb, so then anybody can do it. So Rav Chizda came out, Gambinon, Gittin, it's not in Gittin, it's in Brochas. Shmein Zug Machin Kiyan Nisim, Shmein Zug Izachor Yizkenis. Prayer in Gabeim and Loim Mishku, Gambinon, prayer is called to Amgoshin, Shchotim, Nikol, Vitles, Nikol, Nitre. So in other words, if you have Sulam Goshen, so it can even be sold in the market. Masheike, prechutz na preo maise. Maise means maise behem. Mitake mucher. If it's sold by weight, so it's apparent that there is nothing illegal. Shaake reim, shu shekel, litre, bitina ke meise, lachirim, nisnamo izliya. Maike da meyche lazim, shu mitze maise. Because it happens to be the best portion of meat. So every day the butcher gives me that. Alright. We are Marafriz Day, Zeu Cinematoni. Yes. Omarafriz Day, Zeu Tamut Hochem, Zeu Reye Treife, Leatsme, Zeu Reye Treife, Leatsme. She knew that something treated me bente. We knew a bit of me, some time later, we knew Hosoleo, we Isra. So, in other words, if we see that a certain Talmud Chochem, when there is a Sopik Treifes in himself, so he happens to be Machmir, it doesn't mean, in other words, Izeu Talmud Chochem, Zeu Reye Treifel Atzme. So, if somebody, let's say, has in his own Behine, has a perforated lung, and declares it as Treifes, it's Reye Talmud Chochem, I mean, what do you expect of him? What should he say? That is kosher just because it is behime. But it means when there is a shaila, you know, when they are killing, they are machmirim, and many rabbonim are a maker, and then it happens to himself, and he doesn't want to rely on the machmirim, so that's a raya to come for. Alright. Dova shmar sutra, veyom arapchizdi, zeu seni matonis hirche, zeu rei preifu la'atzmei. So, vaday sinematone is achirimu, shach shal shalei yinechimei lachri aleheter. It means, if it is a situation where there are so many who are neigeter, and then, but he is machmir, so it's a raya that he is a sinematone. Because it shows that the person is very dedicated, and he doesn't want, you know, to have any easy man, because as a matter of fact, it was very convenient for him to rationalize and say, well, this Rav Paschal Breiter and that Rav Paschal Breiter, I mean, what? So of course it's muta. So that shows that he's a cinematographer. דורש מרזוטרה משמין רב חיז כל מי שקירה ושני וראה טריפה לעצמא וישימי שתם לחכומים אולו בקוסף אין נהיה הגיע כפך או כסי חייר אשריך ותאים רב חיל רב זיד אמר זה יחד מליח לו שני לומיס ולמזה ולעבו אשריך ולמזה ותאים לו נעבו רב לזה כי אבו משאב מלאי מבנסי ימידה לשוק רב לזה when they sent him something from the Gishgalusi. So he didn't take it. He didn't want to take Matonis. We have Mizamel and Ozb. And suppose he was invited to eat at this place, eat at that place. He didn't go. So he said, not that he shouldn't feel insulted, you know, sometimes a person invites you to his house and you refuse to come. So he feels insulted. In other words, you have no regard for him. So he said, you shouldn't feel hurt, because it's not that I have no regard for you, but I have regard for my own life. Because in Matanisiyach, you can't expect me that I should risk my own life. So, the Chsivus in Matanisiyach, Rav Zeire ki mishadrale, but Rav Zeire had a different meaning. Ki mishadrale loishot. If somebody sent him, you know, food, you know, to eat, so he refused to take it because of Sinema Tresiyachi. But Kaabim Zamri also. But if somebody invited him to eat at their house, he did accept. Why? Omar is Kiyure of the Miskayer. In other words, it's not that they want to be Mahanami, they want to be Mahanami themselves. In other words, Abzeira eats by them. So Mele, he doesn't come within Sinema Tresiyachi. So, שיבישם ברחומים גומר לתארק סתם אל המשנייס ומשנייס הסיס רזו והיינה גימור. So here we have that's a Rashi, that's a very intimate pshat, because usually what does שיבישם ברחומים mean? שיבישם ברחומים mean the one who is משם סתם ברחומים who serves from the רחומים. But Rashi here explains, and in many places in the Gemara, when the Gemara says שיבישם ברחומים, Rashi explains it kipshutei, literally, shimishtam lechachomim. But here, Rashi doesn't explain it kipshutei, shimishtam lechachomim. Shimishtam lechachomim means, gomal litaritz tamei ha-mishne, u-mishnayitz, ha-sitzre ze-zu, v'hayne gimon, v'hayne gimon. Yidib ha-kabach, b'seichol b'chim al-shorei nechemi, kolchkin, she-nechemi b'shalachirin, ligni v'ligzi. מזם לך עצמו, מסתיור, מסתיור בי, נרבות נהם, ואמר שאני אשאי את אצלום, ואנוסום, ואין זו מתונת. So it's not, it doesn't come with the same matter here, because that's the basis of the הלוכה, of Odom Choshu, so נוסנו הי, ויום ההוא, so it's מקדשס. In other words, if the Baal, the Mekadish, happens to be in Odom Choshu, and the Isha, instead of the Baal, the Mikadish, giving the Selah to the Isha, and being Mikadish as his wife, so the reverse, and the Isha gives his Selah to the man, and the man says, with my acceptance of that Selah, I Mikadish you. So the Gemara Yudusha says, Mikadishes, if he's an Adam Choshuv. Why? Because if he's an Adam Choshuv, so then it means that she is really getting, because she is getting covet. The fact that she that he accepts who is an Olam Choshuv from her, so that means she is getting from him. So in other words, so that's the aloha. It's kalyula with this guy. Right now, let's see the cases. Now with this thesis, it doesn't involve the Chumdik Indian, but since it's too late to start the next sugya, so we'll just go over the thesis, which is a very important thesis, and another Indian, and the Indian of Chocham Shosar and Chavir Asher Lahat. V'intem, v'rikamon gabi ahu machte, v'ishtakach v'simpune v'chveide. So, a needle was found in the vein of the liver. So the question was whether the behime was kshero or treifo. So hune marbrid ravide torif. He was matrifet. Rabade baman yume machshia. Because the question there is, how did it get into the liver? Is how did it get into the liver? Just nikach hakoved is not treifo. But how did it get so that? So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that it got into the liver by puncturing the lungs and something like that. Some melee the baby is a train for. Or we don't have to be chaychich that the needle took that route. Maybe it took another route. Anyway, So the question is, how was Ravade allowed to be machshir veheime after hune marbrid Ravide was matrid veheime? Chochem shosar in chavir asher lahat. V'yesh lo imar v'hosom agimori somuch kidamrino b'sitri b'idunide. So Tesis here, in the first Loshen, mentions a very big chidesh, that when we say Chochem Shosar in Chavir Ashilahati, if the Chavir is Matir, so he's Matir on the basis of Slore. But if the Chavir, who is Matir, is matir on the basis of Kabbalah, so then he is allowed to be matir. It's about matir, but there is a machlekes Rashina. V'yesh lemadot, and Agmor is on. Kidam was a fair baby, need a gabialte. The Isis gabialte that was the wife of Rav Nachman. So she had a kesem. So she showed it, the wife of Rav Nachman showed it to Rav Vachone, Vitomelo. He asked the kesem. He said, it's Tomei. So then she brought the kesem to Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yude Bidochalo. He was mitayat. Upon halo, so you more as the kashe, how was Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yude allowed to be mitayat the kesem after Rabbi Vachone was mitami the kesem? Nechochom shetimei chavei roshe lahatir. Umishane, so at first the Gemara says, mikore tome tome. So at first, Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yude was mitamet. Why? Because he heard that Rabbi Vachone was mitamet, so he was also mitamet. Then Yalte, the wife of Rav Nachman, told him, "Give the omre, kol yeina habedochali, Rabbi Vachone." In other words, she was accustomed always to present the ksoni to Rabbi Vachone. Rabbi Vachone, Rav Nachman didn't want to pass on the ksoni of his wife. So Rabbi Vachone, so she showed all the ksomi to Rabbi Vachone. And Yalte knew that this was the same kind of kesem that she showed to Rabbi Vachone many, many times. This kind of marek. She knew, let's say, probably it was yellow, I mean it was brown. So and this kind of kesem, Rabbi Vachone all the time, every time she showed him, this kind of marek. So Rabbi Vachone told her it's toy. But this time it was the same kind of mare. So Rabbi Vachone told her it's sos. But she told Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yehuda that this time when he said that it's osea, even though the same mare, he always said that it's toy because he had. He had the pain in his eyes. So in other words, he couldn't see very well. He didn't say, so he says, Rabbi Achon, Lahu yeina chosh beine haro. Dochalo. So then Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yehuda, due to the conclusion that the reason is why in this particular kesem, Rabbi Achon was mitame is because he had an eye ailment. And he couldn't see very well, so that's why he didn't feel inhibited in paskening contrary to Rabbi Vachone's psak, because on the basis of what Yalte told him, so he assumed, he took it for granted that the reason is why Rabbi Vachone in this particular kesem said that it's tummy because he had an eye on it. So that's just 1 second. So that's the reason. So then the Gemara asked another shayla. Koze itali pleni chochem ma'u pirush nemenes or yenemenes. Suppose a woman comes with a shayla. Let's say like so, and to a certain chochem, to chochem number two, and she says to chochem number two that the same kesem I had many, many, many times. And I asked Chochem number one, but now Chochem number one is not available, he's out of town. So, but the same kind of mare, when I showed to Chochem number one is not, let's say, suppose she shows a brown, a mare that is brown, a mare that is yellow. And she says it to Chochem number two. And she says to Chochem number two that the same kind of mare, Chochem number one was mati. So the question is, and suppose Chochem number two doesn't have his own achoy, but if can he accept, can he rely on the testimony by the women and be matter? So that's another rabbi. So the Gemara has uboy osim because they tell the plain Chochem ma'u peish nemenes or nemenes uboy yivshet nu the yaltze the nemenes because over there too. So as the Gemara mentioned before, in Nide. That at first, when Rabbi Vachone was mitamei, At first, Rabbi Yitzchok Rav Yehuda was mitame, because he was told that Rabbi Bachone was mitame. Then when Yalta told him that the same kind of mare, so Rabbi Bachone was always mitame, but this time he is Nayoman. So even though at first he said, it's tome, so he changed his sack and he said, it's toya. Why? Because of what Yalta told him. So that means he accepted the testimony of Yalta. So we see from that, that Koze hita lichocham pleni, so is Nemanez. So the Gemara says, ופירשון בקונטרס, דהודה במיד השינוי, דשונה מיקורה תמויה תומר, דחיתן דאגמור סומך, רשוי להתיה מה שעושה חבר, וכי יום עדין חבר, רשוי להתיה, היינו מסבור. So in other words, this is what, in our Rashi indeed it doesn't say it, it says Rashi שופנינו שומעיניקי, but Tisra said, another verse in Rashi, oh, Rashi wrote a number of Madures, so maybe Tisra's head, one Madura of Rashi, and we have another Madura of Rashi. But Rashi doesn't say what Tosfos attributes to Rashi. So what Tosfos mentions that according to Rashi, so the Gemara was Chemzeya, and we call it Tomiya Tomar. In other words, the Gemara now tries to be patient from the story of Yalte, that if a woman says to Yechochem, because they're hitting me plainly, so the woman is Nemenes. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right. Maybe a woman is not Nemenes to say, because they're hitting me plainly. How does she know that it was because they're? Maybe she's made a mistake at all. She's not the biggest lump in the world. So the Mele, maybe not Nemenes. But why? So why was Rav Yitzchok Bar Yehuda Matia? Because not on the basis of the testimony of Yalte. Not that he relied on the testimony of Yalte, but he was Matia because he himself felt that it's Maratoya. But the question is, true, he himself felt, Rav Yitzchok Bar Yehuda felt that it's Maratoya, but Chochem Shosar and Chavir Asher Lahatia? The answer is, when do we say Chochem Shosar in Chavir Asher Lahatia, if the second Chochem wants to be Matir on the basis of Svore, that he is Chavir and Svore of the first Chochem? So then he's not allowed. But if it's on the basis of Kabbalah, then he's allowed to reverse the Pesach of the first Chochem. And here, he had Kabbalah that this kind of Imara is Imaratoya. This kind of remark is a maritoy. So in other words, according to the pshat that Tosfos mentions in the name of Rashi, so then we have a bishvilesh, that when do we say Chocham Shosa in Chavir Rashoi Lahatia, that is only if it's on the basis, if the second Chochem wants to be Matia on the basis of Svar, but if the second Chochem wants to be Matia on the basis of Kabole, so then he can pass in contrary to the psak of the first Chochem, even in respect to the same chatir. So ulpirushe bishmaiti nanuli maidi mosik the admores of mechia too in connection with Rabbi Vachane. So in connection with Rabbi Vachane. So at first the Gemara has the kashe. How was he able to pass in contrary to the psak of Rav? So the Gemara says that Rav didn't pass into the country, he just discussed it with his Talmudim, but he didn't pass. Then the Gemara asked another kashe. How is it that he did not comply with the Midas Chassides not to partake of a behemoth on which Ishaile was asked? So then the Gemara said, when is there a Midas Chassides not to ask? When it's on the basis. Well, it's on the basis of Svor, but if it was on the basis of Gemore, so then it's all right. So the Gemore mentions that in connection with the Midas Chassides. The Gemore doesn't mention it in connection with the Shaila of Chochem Shosa Chavir Asher Lahatia, but according to the pshat of Rashi Mide, that the din of Chochem Shosa Chavir Asher Lahatia only applies if the Chochem Hasheni passes it on the basis of Svor, not if the Chochem Hasheni reverses the judgment of the Chochem Orishin on the basis of Gemore of Kabole. So the Mele here too, we can say that since the Gemore is saying now that Rabbi Vachone passed that on the basis of Gemore, so we don't have to resort to the first terrors of Gemore that Rav didn't pass. Even if Rav did pass, still Rabbi Vachone was allowed to pass the different. So he says, ופירוש שבשמיתי נאמר מיידי מוסיק דגמורי סומך ליצורך במיידי משנה רב לא עשב למידי אלו דאמס ותארץ. So that is according to Rashi's פשט מידי, the way Tosfos quotes cites Rashi's sheet, but Rashi in our text says something else. And what does Rashi in our text say? What Tosfos is saying here. But it seems that Tosfos had another madura of Rashi, and then in the other Madura Rashi Shite was that the Yisrael Choshes Rafael Shel Atia is only if it's on the basis of Yisrael and not if the Chochem Hasheni passes on the basis of Gemore. But then Rashi in our text says what Tosfos is saying. In Now let's see what this is saying. L'chayro yemire, pshat aloche. Pshat aloche. Dahi, damide, da gmore somich. V'lochein hemin lidvorel. Ulil tzrichin lishinuye kamer. Dimikore temuye tamer. But this says there is another pshat in the gmore yemire. Not the way Rashi says, the alleged Rashi says, in other words, the Gemara is chizia, from me korat amuye tamalei, so Rashi. So Tisha says, no, and that's Rashi in our text, in our Madure. So Tisha says here, and Rashi in our Madure, that the Gemara is not chizia, from me korat amuye tamalei. But the Gemara wanted to be patient from the story of Yalte, that a woman is memanis to say, because they tell me plainly. Why? Because Rav Yitzchok Bar Yehuda relied on the story told to him by Yalte. So the Gemara says, no, maybe, generally speaking, a woman who says, Koze, Hitler, Plane, Chochem, is not feminist because a woman might make a mistake. She's not so knowledgeable to mention everything accurately what the Chochem passed. So maybe she, in a general way, so a woman is not nemenis. A woman is not nemenis. But here there was circumstantial evidence that tended to corroborate the story told by Yalte. Because after all, his impression was that this Mari story. This Mari story. But Rabbi Bachone told the woman that this Mari story. So then when Yalte said that the same kind of mare, Rabbi Bachone, in all the previous times, was mati, but this time he was mitamed because he had an ailment. So the fact that he's, according to his judgment, it was toya. So that corroborated, that was like circumstantial evidence that tended to corroborate the story of Yalte. But where we have no circumstantial evidence, we could say that the woman is not the menace. So that means that the Gemara is not chizia from mikoret mitumuye mitamalei. So that means that there it did not involve any shaile, any problem of chochem shosa and chavir and shelatia. But so that's why a Gemara sonich. But where it involves a shaile of chochem shosa chavir and shelatia, then you cannot rely on your kabbalah. If a chochem passed into Yitzhia, you're not allowed to pass in the same shaila, in the same chatiche. Where? So he says, But otherwise, it's also to be matia. Even though the second chochem is a kabole, so he's still not allowed to be matia. So in other words, so there is a machlokes v'sheni. It's the two Rishonim, the two versions of Rashi. Our version of Rashi says that Chochem Shosar Chavir Ashir Lahatir, even on the basis of Kabbalah, and the version, the Madura, the Tetzer cites, so holds on the basis of Kabbalah, it's Muta. Now, there are more pastimes in Sin Reish Mevesi Yadeh that Chochem Shosar Chavir Ashir Lahatir, but if it's on the basis of Kabbalah, so the Chochem Hashemi is allowed to be Matir. However, the Shach is Chilik, and he is machria, like our version, our Madur in Rashi, that Chochem Shosar Chavir Ashir Lahatir, even on the basis of Kabbalah. Now that's a Gemara here, it's a Gemara in Abizorah Dav Zion, it's a Gemara in Nidah Dav Chof, Chochem Shosar Chavir Ashir Lahatir. So, why is it so? So Rashi in Nidah explains it on the basis of Krit Chochem. He explains it on the basis of Krit Chochem. The Ram in Amizor also explains it on the basis of Krit Chochem. In other words, it's not respectful to the Chochem who asked that another Chochem should be matter. It involves in itself Mivazet Tamid HaChonim. Mivazet Tamid HaChonim. Like today, so in New York, so there is such spiritual chaos. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein passes that it's also to carry in Borough Park or in Flatbush, and then this Rav, that Rav carries out a big Shas Gemara under his arm, Farese. So, of course, this is unbelievable, the chutzpah that goes on today. But even when it's not done with Faresia, even Bitzine, so it involves a Niser of Bizutamil Chachonim of Great Choche. That's the Pshat of Rashi. That's the Pshat of Rashi and the Ram. But then the Rashbo, another Gemara, mentions in the name of the Raivet that Chochem Shosar and Chavir Rashoy Lahatiya is on the basis of something else. Because if the Chochem Asert, if the Chochem Asert, so maybe it becomes a Chticha Beisur. Because if the Chochem Asert, so it becomes a Chticha Beisur. So maybe even if Klav Yishmael is Galiyah, the Chochem made a mistake. But in respect to that particular Chaticha, where the Chochem Asert, it becomes us. It becomes awesome. What is it? No, this particular chaticha, it doesn't mean another chaticha, it wouldn't become awesome. But this particular chaticha, so it becomes awesome.
Why
can't
we say
when Shabi Anashe Hatiha de Yisur? Why don't we have to say it applies to everybody? No, so I'm saying, it's Chocham Shosar, according to Rashi, Chocham Shosar Hatiha de Yisur, because Shabi Hatiha de Yisur, so it only applies to this particular chaticha, not to another chaticha that will involve the same child.
So
only this particular Hatiha.
How is the Chacham to make something totally asur for everybody?
What?
The Rashba is saying that a Chacham is the Chacham to make something asur for everybody.
Well, in other words, the Rivosh in Simen Shin Ayin Tes. So from him it appears that the reason is why it becomes a Chaticha B'Yisurei on the basis of the Chacham Sa'at is not because the Chacham passed, but because the Chacham passed in to someone who has been shayla. So melee becomes Yechticha Yisura because he has been. But what's Nakimne? Suppose the Chochem will pass him to someone who didn't even ask it, but one Chochem will hear that a certain Jew has a shayla. And has a certain shayla with him. But he didn't ask that Chochem, and that Chochem will call him up and say, I know you have a shayla. So I'm telling you that it's awesome. So then, so it appears from the Rivosh in Simen Shin Ayin Tes that then we wouldn't say that another Chochem is not allowed to be matter. Because when we say Chochem Shosar Chavir Rashoy Lahatir on the basis that it becomes a Chticha B'Yisurei only when the Sheya Esti, so the Mele seems the Chochem passed. When he was there, so it becomes a Chticha B'Yisurei. Mashenkin, if he wasn't asked, but he took the initiative and he passed it without him being asked. So then another Chochem has the right to pass the heter if he feels it later. But that's not such a double portion either. I mean, from the Rivosh in Simen Shin Ayin Tes it appears like that. Right. Now, so that is the machlokes between Rashi and Mide, that it's on the basis of Brit Chochem and the Rashba. Here, in the name of the Raivet, says because it becomes Yechticha B'Yisurei. All right.
June 10th, 1981, Ches Sivan, Hashanah Tavshem Mem Aleph.
Now, with the wind pipe, the gargaris, so it became perforated like a seal. In other words, a minute naked, many minute recovered like a seal. So all the minute recovering, seal like recovering, so I'm starved the room. So, Iru Hoyo, Mitzvahin and Mikovin Merub. Iru Hoyo Kula Mechubor and Yaha, Hoyo Rubo Nifsa Akisrei. Mosi Rab Yirmi, Uvdu Geles, that's the Gabriel Ames. So, we have a machlike between Misham and Bisila. So, we say that according to Bisila, what kind of a diminution has to be in the skull, in the human skull, in order to make it incapable, in order to make the skull incapable of being mitam de'ira. So this is, so the Shia is in other words, that if it has a neket, if there is such a neket in the skull, the size of the drill, of the surgeon's drill, of the surgeon's drill, so then it's not mitamudeya. So the gave she gave the neket echot, oh, a few yeah, when you come in halbe, mitzalf in the name Magdeya, I'll make you the shiure. Miloy Magdeya, Miloy Magdeya, mitzalf in, or Haname, keep the shiure, because the shio, the Gabigan gave us the song against the Magdeya, the size of the surgeon's bill. So the male, when you have many minute, Nikobi, So it has to be to the Shio Chisoi that is mentioned. So over there, the Shio Chisoi is Kinoi Magdeach. But here, the Shio of Chisoi in a wheat pie is Iser. So there should be Mitzure, Pachaname, Kim, Yishure, Ki Iser, the Chinisa Mitzar. So, the Gemara says, no. That doesn't present any difficulty. Ishtamte yod omar afheu zo omar afhole ba'agu yi omar af. Nikobim sheyesh ben chisoi mitzdafim lichiisa. Vishayim wa sheyesh ben chisoi mitzdafim lichiisa. Vishayim ben chisoi mitzdafim lichiisa. Now let's see the Rashi. Kinapa abadere sovim sovim vajikwa nikobim dakim kinapa. Like you see. Mitzdafim na nikobim lichiisa. Ilo ho yukulo mechuborim yachad. So there is a collection, the Marshal makes a collection. Like a surgeon's will. Vitone alo, I think it's about one third of a cell. I mean, that this, the surgeon's will that the Mishnah is referenced to is the size of one third of a cell. Vitone alo, vim yeish bo nekev echot oruf, sheinogu, reine ise, im yipno oke leobre, vahavet leyadeyach habachisom, So there are two types of faith in the Gargaris. One, when there is no chisor. Just seven. There is no chisor. I mean, of course, microscopically speaking, so there is always a chisor. If there is any minute naked or any minute severance in the windpipe, so there has to be at least a microscopic chisor. But when we say chisor, we don't mean a microscopic chisor. The same thing is true of an estimate. I mean, we say naked without a chisor. What does it mean without a chisor? It means without a visible chisor. So if, let's say, the windpipe is just severed without a visible chisor, so then only if it's severed berube, the major portion of the circumference. But if it is severed, not berube, not the major portion of the circumference, even so then it's not fatal. But if there is a visible chisor, so then the shio is kiisa. So just as we see, we got in Bulgaris, that if it has a number of nikomi, so kulam mitzdafim v'chlei magdeyach, v'magdeyach, so why? Because there the shio chisor that makes it trefo is Now here the shiach is only in a windpipe to make it rainfall is easier. So mele, if you have, so this is what Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked. So if you have a number of minute nikkurim, so it should be rainfall only if the amitzur have taken easier. Why does he say nitvok in apol mitzdaf in the book? So he says, "Vachaname avagah the b'psukis when it is just severed without the chisom, the invisible chisom." So the shear of making it into a trade for is a rock, but kamikunat namas is that kamotechsa at kinsa oytalki. It's a certain kind of a coin, a Roman coin. Alme neke vakone triposi the chisom. We got the kopim ktanim goy kinsa lishavule. Ishtamte. So, if you have a number of Nikovim, small as they are, but visible, so then it will be matri if the amitzurev to a nisa. But suppose you have a number of nikovim kinapo that do not involve chisoy, so then only if all the minute nikovim add up to the rove of the circumference. In other words, if, let's say, over the rove of the circumference, they are minutely copying, so there it's right. We need working up on Amma with Rekhisa. Omar Abishim Alei, Nitro Yimeno Ritsuo. Let's say, in its length, there is a chisom. So, mitzdaf es lechis. Don't be like Abitz Menachmim, Rabbi Shud Ali. You need to kidnap a man. Omer Ha'ayom, when he comes to the chisom, mitzdaf v'isa, he said, Eber chisom, mitzdaf in Lerub. Now you know already another question. Suppose the Eifemai, so, when can we mention the shear of Kiniser? That's an Edahim. So then we say, if the Chisor is Kiniser, then it's Reifah. But if the Chisor is less than the size of Kiniser, it's not Reifah. But in a bird, where the whole windpipe is relatively small, so there we don't require that it should be Chisor, because that might be more than the whole size of the windpipe in a bird. So what is the shia that is matri the bird? What is the shia of his own in the bird? So the Ivemai, Omar Abitzo ben Achmeni lindim ufoshim in the Rablezer, mikaplei umanichei al piyakon. Im chifre esri vakonet reiv, vim lav ikshe. So the Ivemai, the copy of his own, בית רקל מלו בגר הזה די כיסה וחמה בשיעורי מקאפ וחיתך למטה מן הקומים ובצדיהם עד שיוכל לקאפי לו מצוע שבהם כלאפי פי הקונה ומניחה לו עמוק עם המקובים על פי הקונה. In other words, if you have that portion of the vision that is perforated with minute mikobim, so you cut it out and you put it on the corner, על פי הקונה, and the mouth of the cone, and if it covers the rim of the cone, so then suppose suppose you have a number of nikkabim. You have some minute nikkabim here. So, minute nikkabim here. So you cut out the whole piece that is perforated, together with the image between one minute nikkab and the other. And then you put it, on top of the mouth of the gargaris. Indeed, the whole strip covers the major portion of the circumference of the gargaris, and then it's ready. מקפרי ומניחי על פי הקונה אם חייפס ריב הקונה טריב ואם לאו קשיר so וסימונו החלפי in other words the way you put a seed on a chair so here you have to put this strip that you cut out the perforated strip that you cut out, you put it on the mouth of the gargaris, the way you put, you know, a seed, a sifter, on a cake.
Would that be cutting the cartilage?
So you have to cut out, the whole piece that has a number of nikobim, of minute nikobim. So in other words, together with the inmate, between one ekev and another. I mean, I couldn't make this. Let's say, suppose there is one ekev here. And there is one nekev. Well, this is a nekev shnei b'chisov. So, but we have to visualize. So, even if it's nekev shnei b'chisov. So the whole strip with the nikobim has to be placed on the mouth of the gargaris.
By the mouth of the gargaris is what you said. So there was a machlokus whether we count the mouth from the outer edge of the cartilage surrounding
one
it,
second,
or just
there is no machlokus
the diameter here. Of the chala of the gargaris.
The mouth of the gargaris, or the mouth of the gargaris. So we put it here, and if it covers the roof of the mouth, so then it's free. Nifrisoki galus. Now here there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Riv. The Rambam is like the Riv. Now let's see Rashi. Nifrisokim in Dallas. Omer Rav Nachman, Kedishin Koreis, Isa Lirobe. Now let's see Rashi. Nifrisokim in Dallas, Vinilot al Hapras, Elotomo Veinid, Zokovshon, Kein Dallas Vinzuzosa. Now it's according to Rashi. So it means. That would be Kimin Dallas. Kimin Dallas. For Nifris or Kimin Dallas will not allow Pras. El Tomu Vein in Zokup Shom. Kimin Dallas Bim Zazosim. On three sides, it was Nifras, but on one side, it is still attached. So, Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Kedishi Koneis Isal Rode. In other words, if you can push in, insert an Issa, a coin of an Issa, the Rorbe, in other words, if that pras in the gargaris is like that, it is so large that you can push in a coin, an Issa, so then it's ready. But if the pras is less, so then it's not ready. Now, this is the pshat of Rashi. Now, the Rif and the Rambam, they have another pshat. The Rambam in Perikimu Meuchashchit, in Meuchashchit, Halochech of Dalet, and that's the Rif's Pshat. Nikvo Hadar Geres, Nekef Mifulesh Mishnei Todel, Kidei Shein Kolitz, Isel Rorbei, so Nibei. In other words, if there is a Nekef Mifulesh, one opposite the other, so that Elisa could go through the whole base of the Israel. Nizdiko, suppose there is a slit in the Gagas. There is a slit in the Gagas, in the lengthwise. In the lengthwise, there is a slit. Now, this is the Gagas. Suppose lengthwise, there is a slit in this Gagas. So what is the shear to be matched? Omar Rab, Afilu Nishtayabel, Chuliachas Lemayel, Chuliachas Lemato, Kshiro. Even if the slit is extends over the whole length of the Gagas, but as long as there is on top a full wing intact, and here at the bottom, a full wing intact, in other words, let's say here, there, and here the slit extends from here to here, but at the top there is a complete wing intact, and at the bottom there is a complete wing intact. So it's kshel. Alfu yishtayo bo lechul yachas lomalo, lechul yachas lomalo, lechul yachas אמרו כמד רבי יחל אל אומר, מה חוליה ומה חוליה? וכל הרב, אבל אם אנחנו נשתהיה בו משהו למעלה, ומשהו למעלה תקשר. Even if there is no full wing on top, and full wing at the bottom. So, but as long as there is a משהו here, that is not so good, that is not, that, so on top and at the bottom, so in other words, so it's still kshel. Amru kamid rabbi yechel mishmid rabbi yechel. Hoche, amru yodin chavre babloye lefrushe kaltan. Nizdiko. Miyoroko, bikilo mikolo, deyichel nifsak lorur, lorur bo birube, mitirshori yemishechis lemata. Vaatzav orish lemaylo mitan, meilach lgamro lo lecholu. Aval loroko, כל כמו שהצו הוא נמשך, הסדק, סגר והלך, הלכה חול החול. רשי explains, how is it that if it becomes severed in the width, in the circumference, so then if it's the rube, if it becomes severed this way, in the width, so then if the sedek, in width-wise, is it extends over the major portion of the circumference, so then it's labor. But if the sedek is the slit is lengthwise, so even though the slit extends over the major portion of the length of the gargeres, so it's still chero, as long as you have something intact on top and something intact at the bottom. Why is it so? So he says, the heiched nifsak lirobo, if it is severed widthwise, ברובו, so that it's straight for, מתיך שעורי המשכס למטו, והצו המשך למיילו, because the long pull it downward, and the neck, it pulls it upward, so then it becomes more and more torn. ניתן מלך לגמרי ולעוד החולים, so it's not likely to become cured. אבל לא, כל כמו שהצו המשך, הסדק סייה, so then in due course, just by nature, it will heal. So maybe it's not a dream. Really, heal kachodachom. Chuli etabah shemati. Ubi ina ira sheishol ishtaboyis. Kedamdina menoches. Kedi ikram yishli nishal isha. Bechuli gamtis. Machulia, machulia. Lo bo bachem machulia zalolu. Why does it have to be the whole wind on top? She be intent. Hoche gasina. Amru kam rabbi yichem shmid rabbi yichem hoche. Ubi gasina nikedam. Hoche kimkom rabbi yichem mashu malo mashu mato. אמרו כמה משלמים של חברי בבלוי, רבי ינסי, מבוגלסון, כהי טיילו לשבח כה. אוהי. תונר אחי יבאי סעיף כמד רבי יחד. כל הצבו כולי כושר לשחיתם. So the whole neck is the proper place for shrita. Mita ba'as ha'deilo at kam pereyat achdeilo. From the uppermost wing in the windpipe up to the beginning of the lungs. So if the sheikhet will cut the major portion of the circumference and that in the windpipe, so it will be a shritek shem. Midabas abela kamperei atachtei. Omar hove tachteino shehi al yeinu. Tachteino shehi al yeinu. Shanei meyakol shekishet esaboro vereyehu uvacho itenes. Now, midabas abela, כרבי יצחק רבי יהודה מחלוקות של פרק כמה לא כתוב מי ענן קיימרון כרב חנין בן אנטיגנס, because he says one part of this memory is in accordance or in רבי יצחק רבי יהודה that the shiur for the mikim ashrita is the uppermost ring in the windpipe, but we pass like רב חנין בן אנטיגנס that even above the uppermost ring, as long as it's below the thyroid gland, so it's still only shri. Me and I'm coming from Khalil Bantikis, Mishik came on Mata, that's the thyroid. Kshe, the Hanu Malum Tabas, Kam Fereye, Unere, Hatachteino, Kibin Forish Robe, Tachteino, Kisha Abe Motuyo, the Hanu Imis Tamis, Kishi Yel Yeno, Kisha Yerzin, Bikone, Vore Tuyo Mata, Kam Fei, Moishin Tochim, a piercing globe. So finally, Malo, after which I call a year of delay, Ad Mikayim Chibor, Shanayim Yakon Sheshitix, Pishetis Sakol of Rey, Biloyase, Rikahan in Forest Tachteno Shirayeno, Shalitema Tachteno Kishayos in Akone, the Heineke Negev Kore, Shalitene is Limshe Hasimoni, Chutz Lichose Bilion. In other words, when we say that it's kosher, only when the behemoth does not try to stretch out its neck, so then that shear is shaykh. But if the behemoth, for some reason, sometimes the behemoth tries to graze, so it stretches out its neck, so then it will not be in the proper place. Boy Rav Hanina, we say Rav Hanina, onso atzmo ma. Suppose you don't produce artificially stretching out of the neck, but the behemoth by itself does it. Take onsa atzma lipshit meitz abo bishashchite ma'utei kol chumre v'chein aloch Yosef Rabbi Yechem v'yishpshim emo kishnof et mitz manayim onas bisimoni v'yishochat ipsu. So, in other words, if he stretched it out, so it's so. Because it's not the proper place. Nika hakone limatom nachose nitin kerei. Now, the aloha is that in kone in the windpipe itself, so then, so it's only trade for, only if it is severed by rib gutters. But if there is a lack of mashu, not. But if the nekev in the windpipe occurred already, rimatom nachose, so then it already has a din like a reye, so if my nekev of mashu is mat. Ton rabo, izeu chose, zeu reye zakar kome mato, ada tzava, rimayu ada keres. Why? Because the behime, lachashrit is suspended, that way. So the mele, what is Lemaila Dakeres? Because with the legs on top. So it's Lemaila Dakeres. Chaiter Shreitz Lois, Mishreit Fane, Isilo Veilich, Vizeu Chose Hamitan Likern. Izeu Chose Ligabe Chose Mishreit Shol Shlomim Hamitan Likern. Hore Yes Akarki, Mishabel Natsvoiz Vidiv Agon Kum, Ela Ashum Natachtim Kmoi Shuhu, Vichasko Shebrosh Yatzoiz. ומעלה הכרס, ושיעור אור כמעלה הכרס, ושעבי מטמולו, להפשיט ולמי פרנסי, וכי תרבי צלו יסקטן יסעיין, יסעינו משנית פעם יסעכם מכאן וכאן, ויסעו לנקונת. ניקח קחום שומק. So one of the traces is the membrane of the brain was perforated. רב ושבל דם את הבאי, קחום אלוהי, אבל גם רואים כתתו יהיה. So if the outer membrane was perforated, even though the inner was not pierced, so it's already treated. The amralo adin kaftatoye, only if the inner membrane was also pierced. Otherwise, it is not treated. Omar Shmuel, Omar Shmuel Achmeini, Bisimonach, Chayseh, Bibista, Bimeich. As a way to remember it, that it's trained only in the tatoye, the inner membrane of the brain, was pierced, so you should think of a sack, so in which, so, and you just, and in which the meyach, the marrow is placed. It is a way to remember. Omar Rabba Bachon, Omar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kinegdei Bibei Tzidika. In other words, in the testicles, so you also have two membranes. So, Bibei Tzidokor, Atiyochel Lehakia, Bibutza Sameach, שגם להם יש שני תחומים, לבד הכיס, ואחות קיצים, ואחות שהביצים מנוחם בהם, ומתיר שתחום התחת משומי הדק מי, והמיק על גמרי, ונראה כמי החץ מי, הוא נעשו עשינו מביצים. Why does he have to get that cement? Because the inner membrane of the brain is very, very thin, and sometimes it looks like the brain itself. So the male, he gives it a cement, the ביצים, because there it's the same way. Omar Rav Shimon and Pazel Rav Shimon Levi Shemakapo Meach Kol Ma Shevibdei O Meach Nidin Kemeach. What is considered the brain and what is considered as the spinal cord? So whatever is in the cranium, Deirot is the cranium. Whatever is in the cranium, so is treated like the brain. But at the point where it starts to become elongated, so then it's already the beginning of the spinal cord. His rim sheikh, where it becomes elongated, so it's needing kechut hashem. Kechut hashem. Kol ma shebedera bigodeles, actually his thoughts that they all lost his chut. Sha'ar yash, sha'ar. Because the spinal cord extends from the brain. Sha'ar chut hashedre min ameyach ubo. Nidmi kemeyach, binekev mash. What's that meaning, whether it's treated like a brain, whether it's treated like a spinal cord? The answer is in regard to the meyach, so the nekev of mashu is matter. But the spinal cord only the hube. So up to the point where it becomes elongated, so then it's needing kemeyach, so the nekev of mashu will be matter. From the point where it starts to become elongated, so they are only if it is severed the rube, not the mash. The moshe, what is madera litzalafut, nidin kechut, bipsika asfare. Umehichon masru moshe. Where does it begin? Where does it really begin? The elongation? In other words, the chut hashedra. Where does it? The chut hashedra, the spinal cord, stems out from the brain. But at what point al pidin is it considered to be the beginning of the spinal cord and the end of the brain? So that a nekev of mashu in that membrane will not be matricated, only if it will become severed in the major portion of the circumference of the membrane. So, umeicho mashu moshe, where does it become elongated? So there is what the Messiah said.